Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Who doesn't love James Brown? 720 WGN and live on CLTV. Happy 4th of July, everybody. It's going to be a beautiful day today. Wow. I'm so glad we had that little bit of rain last night to take care of my lawn. You know, I'm obsessed with my lawn.
Your lawn looks great.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Spent time mowing my lawn yesterday.
Saw pictures of it.
Took me 11 and a half minutes. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's how I threw out my back.
Maybe.
Yeah.
This is a displaced pain.
We have a great show. We're here until noon today. We're live on CLTV until 10 o'clock this morning. Our next guest started a woman's movement called Love Letters to Yourself.
Isn't this fantastic?
Her mission is to empower people through self-love to rediscover their voice, worth, and power. On the phone with us is Jillian Johnson. Jillian, thanks for joining us.
Hi. No, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
First of all, we love any type of program book to empower women, but why do women need to write a love letter to themselves?
Well, I think that's a great question, and I get that question all the time. So I'm going to go ahead and just speak from my experience, because that's the one that I have. To me, a letter, and a lot of people have said, like, you know, what is a letter? Like, why, that doesn't make me love myself, right? Like, how do words make me love myself? And to me, it's a promise. It's a commitment. It's something that I can refer to on my best days. It's something I can refer to on my worst days. It's me telling myself that no matter what, I'm there. I don't need to be saved. I don't need to be fixed. I'm whole and complete on my own. And it's just like a really great reminder. And it's really been a launch pad for me on my journey of self-love.
I feel like something happened. Did something happen to you throughout your life to come up with this idea? How'd you come up with it?
I think it's been an accumulation of everything throughout my life, of overcoming sexual abuse, of being a recovering perfectionist, of watching my parents divorce, of having all these hopes and dreams, and then realizing that no one's coming to put your arm around you and, like, to save you. You know, like, no one has the answers. Like, you are the one to fall back on. And so there was, after college, there was one night where I was just laying in bed, and I just really wanted someone to write a love letter to me. I wanted someone to tell me that they love me, why they love me, and that their love isn't going anywhere. And then I realized how many love letters, both actual love letters and just people's approval, I've gotten throughout my life. And the void that I felt never went away. And so, like I said, I was laying in bed and I was just like, I just want someone to write me a love letter. And then it was like a message came crashing down from the universe saying, Jillie, your love is the only love that isn't going anywhere. Your love, until you love yourself, no one else's love is going to be enough, nor can you truly love anyone else. And so I did it. And like I said, it was a huge turning point in my life to invite myself on this journey and to cultivate the most important relationship that there is, and that's the one with you.
Yeah, they always say if you can't love anybody else until you actually love yourself, or you can't really spend time with yourself until you go to the movies alone. So a lot of these things that you have to do because you are your own individual person, but can everybody write a love letter to themselves, or do they have to be recovering from something else? I think if you're in a good place, I think it's also a good idea to write a love letter to yourself, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've held over 60 workshops. I've talked to over, I don't know, I've talked to a few thousand people. And there's people of all spectrums. It doesn't have to be because of anything, right? Like, we wait in life to celebrate, like, you know, these big events when life is about each moment. You know, it's about stop, like the cliche saying of stopping and smelling the flowers, but life is about celebration, and this is about celebrating you, which we don't give ourselves permission to do. And so, Jane, you're totally right. You don't have to wait for something to happen. Like, this is about you. And so many people say, like, I'm not a good writer, or I don't know how to write a love letter. It doesn't have to be a letter, right? Like, just like everyone needs a different exercise regimen or a different
right.
amount of sleep or a different diet. Like, everyone needs a different type of love, and that shows up in different ways.
If anyone's... Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, if anyone's ever been to therapy or read books about therapy or recovery, seeing the mm-hmm. words on paper, very powerful. That's why they want you to write things down. And I can see where this is coming from, because you will write these down, this love letter to yourself, and you're empowering yourself. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, like, I don't know if you guys know what mala beads are, but it's part of a yoga practice, and their prayer beads and meditation beads, and people use them for a lot of different ways. But I just made myself one, and as I did it, you tie 108 knots, and there's 108 beads. And I basically went through, and like, my love letter is within my beads. I said it to it, like, I gave that energy. So, like, it can be a picture, it can be a letter, it can be a song, it can be a poem, a collage, a symbol, whatever speaks to you, because once again, this is about you. This is your life, and you deserve this love.
So, Jilly, you're working on a book called Love Letters to Yourself, and it's the book. And these are letters that women have written themselves that you are going to publish in a book. Is that right?
Yes.
So if somebody wanted to submit a letter to you that they want to be in the book, are you accepting letters? How do people get involved? Or do you say, hey, listen, you don't have to send it to me for the book. Just write yourself a letter.
And that's exactly what it's about, right? Is this isn't about the book. My idea for the book is, you know, to overcome jealousy and envy and, like, this idea of separateness. And the whole idea of the book is to create unity, and it's unity around love. And so that's what's so powerful is that it's not just about the people that write the letter, but it's also about the people that the book falls into their hands. We don't know where someone is, mm-hmm. right, in life. Like, right. we all go through things, and for someone to open this book and read a letter and say, wow, like, I want to love myself like this person does because I realize that I deserve it. And also, like, you don't have to submit it, right? Do it for you. Like, this, my whole idea and why I wanted to create this movement is to normalize the conversation of self-love. So you don't have to have a radio show guest, or you don't have to have this speaker come into your school. Instead, it's like a dinner conversation, just like, hey, what are we having for dinner tonight? It's like, hey, what are you going through? How have you learned to love yourself deeper today? So I would say my website is loveletterstoyourself.me, M-E, and you can find more information there, or submit it to me over email, which is loveletterstoyourself@gmail.com. So those are a couple ways you can get involved.
Is there a story or a few stories that stick out in your mind from people submitting that you can share?
I mean, there's so many, but I would say that I have a range of people who are like girls who are 7 years old, all the way to women who are over 70. Yeah. And to me, what that shows is, like, this is relevant to every age. It's relevant to every race and every religion. It's relevant to gender, right? Like, it doesn't matter. I've had transgender, and I've had women all submit letters because this is something that we can talk about and that we all deserve.
Right.
So,
I love it. Yeah, it's so powerful.
Well, and so when do you expect the book to, I know you're compiling all these love letters right now, and you're going to get mm-hmm. thousands and thousands, especially after this radio interview. When do you think you want to have, what's the target date for the release of the book? Are you still working on some logistics?
So right now, I'm still collecting love letters, but I'm kind of finishing writing the part that I'm going to write that's in it. And so I'm about to start looking for publishers. So I'm going to kind of shout out to all you listeners out there. If anyone knows anyone or can kind of aid in this, please reach out and let me know. Because once again, my letter is just one letter that's in it. This Wow. is a community thing. Right? Like, this isn't about me. This is about this message and getting it out there and once again, normalizing and raising awareness around self-love and the power behind it.
Yeah.
I love having guests like this on the radio. I mean, you inspire me.
I want to write a letter now. Right?
I know. I'm thinking.
Please do.
Well, can guys write it? Is this just for women, or can guys do it?
Guys, too.
No, for sure. It's honestly, it started out as a women's movement because I'm a woman, right? That's how I identify. And as I've begun to talk to people, this is more than just a women's thing. This is a humanity thing. And there's nothing more powerful than the human connection and realizing, like I said, it doesn't matter what gender you are, what race you are, what age you are. We can come back to these universal emotions and connect with one another and realize, like, hey, we've been through, while we might look different, while we might come different from different backgrounds, there's so many things that we go through that are the same that we can identify with. So
well,
this is for everybody.
You're just a joy to talk to, seriously. If people want to check out your website or submit a letter, loveletterstoyourself.me. It's Jillian Johnson. Great to talk to you. Have a great 4th.
Thank you. You guys as well. Happy 4th.
All right.
Thanks, Jillian.
Wow, is that just awesome.
And what a great activity just to do with a group of friends as well. If you don't feel like you want to submit it, you can actually just do it with your friends or your family or even by yourself.
Well, something that you said right at the beginning of our talk, can you go to the movies by yourself? I really can't.
I love it.
You ever see the movie Jerry Maguire where he can't be alone?
Yes.
That's me.
Yeah.
That's me, right?
Well, you should practice having a little alone time, Pete.
It's a lot of work.